is a man about conservative circles. I can't think of a publication that you haven't written for, Mr. Blackwell. It's great to have you on the program. Thanks so much.
Hey, Dan, good to be with you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too, my friend. You too. So Wisconsin has sort of emerged as ground zero, I think, in this battle for election integrity in 2022. How important do you see Wisconsin as sort of the tip of the spear, so to speak?
Dan, thanks. Look, the foundation of the American system of self-governance is liberty, and the core expression of a people's liberty is the ability to vote in a free and fair election. Safeguarding the integrity of our elections is paramount to preserving our republic. And while there is high intensity interest across the country in election integrity, fixing problems, irregularities, anomalies, unconstitutional and illegal actions take place at the state and local level. And let me just tell you, Wisconsin is at the on the tip of the spear because of the excellent work done by Mr. Gableman in his report. He has, in fact, done an in-depth analysis. His work continues, but he's given the legislature enough to work on to protect the integrity of our elections, not, you know, 4 years from now, but actually they have tools in their toolbox that would allow them, if they don't take an intermission on this, that would allow them to do a couple of the things that the Gableman report suggests needs to be done, and they can be on the road to making sure that we rebuild the confidence in the results of elections in Wisconsin, and they will tripwire that sort of activity across the nation.
The biggest question that I get, in fact, I got it again last night when I was giving a speech on this very topic, is what can we do? What can people like our listeners, everyday citizens, do to sort of ensure that elections are protected?
Well, first, let me just say the Gableman report have put Republican legislators right on the center stage. They have proved and spent hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, got recommendations, renewed Mr. Gableman's contract, and now they are taking an intermission. This is an extraordinary time, and I think they can make sure that leadership in the state legislature knows that they would like them to come back in an extraordinary session to do a couple of things. So that means that they can put pressure on those leaders to do work. Let me just tell you the two things that we think that they can do. And this is working with grassroots organizations in Wisconsin. They can, in fact, put on the ballot for the voters to decide a constitutional resolution that would protect against a rogue governor's veto. One, maintain a single voter registration database and make it publicly available while preserving, you know, properly security measures. Two, they can set up an office to engage in the auditing and oversight of elections. They can do those two things, then go back into their districts and have concrete actions that they have taken. And that will, again, build confidence among the grassroots. That is so important that we begin to let people know that we understand that this is an extraordinary time, and our constitutional republic really does turn on the ability of people, voters, citizens, to have confidence that their ballots are protected and that only legal voters are voting. And these would be two steps, but it would also signal that they get it, that the people get it, and that the legislative leadership gets it. Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and I think that Wisconsin and its political leadership can get the job done.
Ken Blackwell is the chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. Ken, in Wisconsin and across the country, what is your center and what is the AFPI doing as we approach the midterms? And a lot of conservatives believe that the 2022 elections are going to be run much the same way that the 2020 presidential election was. Huge focus on mail-in ballots, which, of course, can be defrauded. I mean, we've known this since mail-in ballots were first introduced. Heck, Jimmy Carter co-chaired a bipartisan commission in 2005 that said mail-in balloting is the easiest way to commit voter fraud. Absolutely. There are significant concerns that not enough has changed in not enough states that we can be, you know, confident.
Confident.
Right. In the freeness and fairness of our elections.
Dan, you are making my point. You know, Martin Luther King in the 60s had a phrase. He talked about the fierce urgency of now. We are at that moment in American history where voters are feeling a fierce urgency of now. Do something. One, photo IDs for voters to make sure that voters are who they claim to be. Tightening the chain of custody. Doing away with Zuckbucks. Things like that. If you don't take those steps, cleaning up voter rolls. I mean, that is so important. And we have to begin not to make noise. We have to send signals that we as political leadership, state by state, we get it, and we're ready to respond. We understand the fierce urgency of now. We understand the extraordinary circumstance that requires an extraordinary response. And Wisconsin has in its toolbox, if the political leadership will do it, they have a mechanism that would allow us to have concrete changes, not just us, but folks in Wisconsin to have concrete changes across the state that would rebuild voter confidence. We're watching the same process take place in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Ohio. You know, we in fact cannot take an intermission. There are no intermissions. We need to get this job done.
He is Ken Blackwell joining me here on the Dan O'Donnell Show. Sir, what do you think is the most important thing that needs to get done at the state level to do what you said, to restore confidence and to ensure the freeness and fairness of elections?
Stop the use of private dollars in the election administration process. Hmm. Two, voter photo ID. Three, making sure we tighten the chain of custody of ballots and we have proper auditing tools and processes in place. And that's why it is so important that you take a look at the hard work and brilliant results of the first leg of the Gableman Report. There's no way you can get all 28 of his recommendations done in short order, but there's no excuse for not getting a couple of the essential ones done, period, over, out. And I would just tell you, the Speaker of the House is influential. He is a very capable leader. He, in fact, could bring those folks back into session and say, look, we are going to be responsive to the cry of our people to rebuild confidence in our election system. And we're going to do these two things. We're not going to open the door for everybody to have their grab bag issue put back in front of the. This is an extraordinary time, takes extraordinary efforts and extraordinary discipline. They need to get back and do their job.
Ken Blackwell, the chairman of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute. You can find the America First Policy Institute at AmericaFirstPolicy.com. Ken, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day to
you. Thank you, brother.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon. I am sure it is the Dan O'Donnell Show, and we will be back to wrap up the St. Patrick's Day edition after this. Stay tuned.